You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you. We're just so thankful and so grateful just to be alive. It's a blessing all by itself that the blood is still running warm in our veins, that we are conscious, that we can see each other, and if we can't see, we can hear each other. And if we have pains in our body, we can feel the pain. Hallelujah. We just thank God for another day and another opportunity to share his word with the masses. And I don't take it lightly, you know, that God would use me as a mouthpiece. Ain't nothing. Nothing that grand or nothing that I've done is so great, but it's just his grace and his mercy that he would use a wretch like me, unmitigated gall to use somebody like me. I'm not worthy, but because of his grace and because of what Jesus did on that cross, and because he didn't stay in the grave, but he was risen on the third day, I have another opportunity, because we were all on our way to a burning hell. I mean, but Jesus, huh? But Jesus. So that's a blessing all by itself that we are still here and we still have breath in our body, and we can tell somebody that Jesus is yet alive. He's on the throne. He's at the right hand of the Father, and he's still making intercession for us right now. So I don't care how you messed up yesterday. This morning, new mercies. And morning don't have to be daylight. Morning could be any time that the breakthrough come and that you come to the realization that he's still on the throne, that he's in charge. That's why I say weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. And morning is at 12:01. 12:01 is morning, but it's still black as it's going to ever get. But it's not morning yet for us, the physical light. But it's morning because we realize who God is and that he's in charge. And our weeping, our tears can be dried up because Jesus is still on the throne and he knows every situation, every circumstance. And the Bible says that our tears are in a bottle around the throne. So he cares enough about us that he knows when a sparrow drop out the sky, that he will capture our tears in a bottle. That he's concerned about us, that he can bear witness with our infirmities. We have a high priest that can bear witness with what we go through, because he went through it himself when he walked this earth for 33 plus. So he knows what we're going through. And he's right there with us, carrying us through the hard times. Huh? When we want to give up and throw in the towel, Jesus is right there. He's right there with us. His spirit has given us the strength to go through. Even when we think we ain't able to do it, his spirit gives us the strength. Because his strength is made perfect in our weakness. When we've exhausted everything that we can do, and we get flesh and carnality out of the way, and we lay it at the feet of Jesus, we just right for a miracle. Because now we done got us out of the way. Huh? We done got us out the way. Now it's super. He gonna put super on our natural. And it's all about Jesus. Huh? It's all about Jesus. So when we get out the way, he can move on our behalf. And it's not easy, because I'm preaching to myself. I'm preaching to myself because a lot of times I have to encourage myself. I'm like David. I have to encourage myself because things don't line up. They don't line up with what God has promised us and what he said he's going to do and what he's already showed us. Sometimes it just don't line up. But be encouraged. Don't be dismayed. God will make a way. Do not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, ye shall reap a harvest if you don't faint. So don't faint. Times are getting rough. And it's going to get rough before Jesus raptures us up out of him. But one thing about it is, his eyes is on us, and he knows everything we're going through. So don't give up. Just keep holding on. Most gracious and eternal Father, we just thank you right now for another opportunity. Lord God, we thank you that the blood is still yet warm in our veins. Lord, we thank you that your breath is still in our lungs, Lord, that we're breathing in and out your breath. We thank you this morning, God. We thank you for the finished work on the cross, the blood that was shed at Calvary, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, that makes us the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you right now. Lord, we ask that you just pour out your healing virtue on all those that are sick and afflicted this morning, that are under the sound of my voice, Lord God. All those that don't know you, Lord, forgive us for our sins this morning, Jesus, and see our greatest need to have a closer, more intimate, more personal relationship with you, that we commune with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we need you like never before. Lord, we need you to intervene on our behalf. Come in and see about us, Lord. We're holding up the bloodstained banner. We know nothing else to do but trust you, Lord. Our faith is in you. Lord, we just thank you right now for your word. Let it go forth with power and simplicity, that the least of them will understand it. Lord, that those that don't know you will be drawn by your spirit this morning. We take authority over the airways right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the hand of the enemy that will come to steal the seed of the word before it's able to fall on the fertile soils of the hearts of your people, germinate, come to life, and bear much fruit. We just thank you right now, Lord God, for another opportunity, another chance. Lord, we bless you. We bless you right now, Lord, for the owners of this radio station, the technicians, the men and women of God who make it happen here, that the word of God go over the airwaves and the gospel is preached and the songs and hymns are lifted up over these airwaves, Lord God, all over the globe. We just thank you right now for them, Lord. Continue to strengthen them. Give them provision for the vision, Lord God. Continue to anoint them, Lord. Prop them up where they're leaning. Build them up where they're torn down. Lord, we just thank you right now for the men and women of God who come through preaching, teaching, ministering, singing, Lord God, for your glory, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, anoint them, Father God. Give them provision for the vision, Lord Jesus. Help them, Lord. Help them. Build them up. Encourage them when they want to give up. Encourage their hearts, Lord. We just thank you right now. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Lord, we can't end this prayer without lifting up Israel to you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we lift Israel up to you right now, Lord. We pray for the protection, for the peace of Israel, Lord God. We know that fighting been going on long before Jesus came, Lord, but we stand in solidarity with Israel, Lord God. We ask a blessing on Israel right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And no weapons formed against them will be able to prosper. We already know that. But we stand with them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for this word, Lord. And this morning we're looking at chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And I'm going to read verse 10 through 14. And I'm reading from the King James Version. And it reads thus: But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believed. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain? Amen. Amen. And Paul is telling the Corinthian church here, but by the grace, the unmerited favor and blessing of God, I am what I am. I can't stand on my personal credentials, only on the sovereign grace of God. I don't have enough in me. I'm not strong enough to do this, what I've been assigned to do, to fulfill the Great Commission, to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and I don't have the strength. And we just got through talking about that. When we are weak, his strength is made perfect. So we have to put down our natural, put down our carnality, the flesh. And a lot of times he'll let us go far as we can go until we can't do nothing but lay on our back and look up. We get so low we out the way. We just right for a miracle. And that's the miracle of the gospel, because the gospel, the word of God, is a miracle all by itself. It's alive. It is spirit and it is life. And so this is what Paul is telling them. It's not nothing that I've done. I can't do this on my own. It's by the grace of God, unmerited favor. I can't do nothing to earn it. No, I can't work for this. This is a precious gift from God, lest any man would boast. I can't boast about it because my little education ain't enough. And we are continually learning the word, and we're growing. We're growing spiritually, spiritual maturation, that we're growing to be conformed to his image, because we won't never know it all. And so we're teaching and we're preaching and we're discipling, and it's continuous. We're praying for folk. It's continuous. We're learning as we go, and we're building up the body. We're edifying the body. We're comforting the body. We're picking them up, lifting them up. That's what prophesying is. That's what this word is. When God speak to us, we speak to the folk, but we're using the word, so we're building them up. And Paul is saying, it's not me. His grace toward me. His grace. Yeah. But nothing in me that will cause me to be fruitful. Huh? Nothing will cause me to be effective, to have influence, but the grace of God and the help of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit empowering me to do what I've been called to do. I work harder than all of them. Yeah, he's saying that I work harder than all of them, but I can't take no credit for it. Because whether it was me or whether it was them, we all preach the same gospel. We all preach the same gospel. So it don't make no difference where it came from, but the grace of God, the unmerited favor, and the blessing of God, which was with me. So this grace was with me. This is the only way I was able to do it. So whether then was it was I or they, it don't make no difference who brought the gospel, but we're preaching the same thing. And not only that, you believed it. Huh? You adhered to it, you trusted in it, and you relied on it. So you received the gospel as it was preached to you. You received it as the infallible word of God, the unadulterated truth. You received that and you believed it. You believed the gospel. You believed it. The death, the burial, and the resurrection. You believed it. That's the gospel. That's what saves. That's what draws men to Christ. It saves. But now, if Christ the Messiah is preached as raised from the dead, how is it that some of y'all say that there is no resurrection of the dead? You believed it. You received it. You were preaching it yourself. But now all of a sudden you don't believe it? You like the old foolish Galatians. Who has bewitched you? Who done got in your ear and turned you from the gospel, the truth of the gospel? That you would believe a lie? This is the word of God. And you received it before. So what happened? What happened that you would doubt and say there is no resurrection? Because it only take a few to corrupt the whole bunch. One bad apple in the barrel, if not dealt with, will destroy and corrupt the whole barrel. So it wasn't all of them, but it was a few of them. So this is why we have to deal with the corrupt seed, We have to deal with the corrupt seed and make sure that they know that this is the word of God. And if you preach any other gospel, you are cursed. If you believe any other gospel, you are cursed. So, and if you are cursed and you believe another gospel and you preach another gospel, then you're not with Christ. You against Christ. You are of that other fella, the evil one. So we have to deal with that accordingly, and we have to weed it out. We have to weed it out, because if not, it's going to corrupt the whole body. And so we have to deal with it. And this is what Paul is saying. How can you not? This is what was preached to you. Whether it was me or the other apostles, this is the foundation. This is the foundation that we were built up on as the apostles of Jesus Christ. This is the foundation. So this is the gospel that was preached to me. This is the gospel that was preached to you. I believed and received. You believed and received. So what happened to cause you to turn? And that's a terrible thing, because eternity is a long time to be wrong. If we get this thing wrong, just think about it. You're going to spend eternity in either heaven or hell. If you get it wrong, that's a long time to be wrong. And once the blood stop flowing in your body and rigor mortis start to set in and the blood is turning cold, it's too late. You have to receive him now as your Lord and Savior while you have a chance. Today is the day of salvation. We don't have the time we think we have. That there's wars and rumors of wars and famine and earthquakes, all kind of disasters, the government crumbling, the dollar crumbling. I mean, it's just so much going on right now. If you can't see the handwriting on the wall, that's a problem. So what you've been doing, how's that been working out for you? We need to trust Jesus. We need to turn to him while you still have a chance. And this is what he was telling the Corinthians. Don't mess this up. Y'all got all these gifts. Y'all got all these gifts. The Spirit is moving through y'all. But some of y'all are getting twisted. You're going to the broad way. You got to stay on the straight and the narrow, because that's the hard way. And sometimes it gets a little dark on it. And it's a little rough. And you're going to run into some ruffians. But I'm with you. I don't care what you go through. I'm with you. When you have put your trust and your faith in me and you believe in me, I'm with you. And I don't care what you go through, because it's only building you up. It's maturing you spiritually. It's building you up in your most holy faith. That's why you speak in your heavenly language sometimes and build yourself up in your most holy faith. And the Spirit of God would take that prayer, huh? Which cannot be uttered. The Holy Spirit will take it before the throne and make it what it needs to be. Because we don't know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit knows. The Spirit knows even the deep things of God. So the Spirit takes it and make it what it should be. But if there be no resurrection of the dead, but if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. So if you're saying there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. That means he's still in the tomb somewhere, and that devil is a liar. All them other gods that them other folk believe in, they still in the tomb, but Jesus is risen. So he was telling them, look, if you don't believe in the resurrection, then the whole gospel, you don't believe in the gospel. And the gospel is what saves. That's the basis of our salvation, to believe that he died, was buried, and was resurrected, because we died with him. When we received him and we were baptized, we died with him. We go down in the water as he went down in the grave, and we are risen with him. So that old man, that old woman is dead. We are a new creature. We are a new creature in Christ. The old things that we used to do, we're dead to that, the old way of thinking, that old way of doing things, that old nature. We're dead to those things, and now we love. We love as Christ loved. Because that's what kept him on the cross. And you're going to hear me say that over and over again. Love kept him there. His arms were stretched wide. For whosoever will, let him come. Because this is love. My Father loved the world so much that he sent me, his only begotten Son. He sent me. That's how much God loved the world. And he wanted to reconcile, reconcile the world back to him, to the body, to the kingdom of God. And nothing we've done, but is what Christ has done. What he paid the price for us on that cross. Just think about that. How he was brutally beaten and ostracized and chastised just so we could have peace and we could have another opportunity. Because we were messed up. We were tore up from the floor up. We were gone, y'all. We were in a bad place. But God already knew before the foundation that man was going to mess up. He knew man was going to mess up. And I say, man, even though Eve took it and ate it first and nothing happened, but when she gave it to Adam, when Adam ate, see, because Adam walked with God in the cool of the day before Eve came, Eve was inside of him and he was already walking with God. So God had gave him the mandate. He had gave him the commandment. And so it was up to him to keep it because he's the head. And if the head is out of place, then the whole body's out of place. So that's why we have to be mindful to follow Christ. We have to follow Christ. And then those that are around us, our spouses, our children, those that we have influence over, they follow us as we follow Christ. So we have a greater responsibility as men because God has given us headship. That means we don't rule with an iron fist, but we have to be conscious of what God has said, and we have to be in love. We have to give the word in love. And sometimes we have to agree to disagree. But we still have to follow this word, what God has said. This is our constitution. This is our bylaws. This is how we are mandated. This is it. This is how we're governed, the word of God. And if it don't line up with the word, then we got a problem. There's a problem because this is what we are to follow. So he's telling them, look, you've heard the gospel. You've heard the word. Hey, the word ain't changed. The word ain't changed. God ain't changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So y'all need to get it together. That's what he's telling the church at Corinth. Y'all need to get it together. Because if you don't believe the resurrection, then you don't believe the gospel. If you don't believe the gospel, you don't believe Jesus. So then you have a problem. Because if you don't believe, then you're going to be lost. You ain't going to make it if you don't believe. So not one jot or tittle. You got to believe it all. From the beginning to the end. You got to believe it all. So there's no, you can't take the bits and pieces you want. And a lot of times folk will take scripture out of context and they'll beat folk up with the word just to fit what they want to do, you know, and to justify. But this is the word and this is what we need to be preaching and teaching and ministering the word of God. No chaser, straight. The straight, unadulterated word of God. Don't add, don't take away. Because that's going to be a problem with God if you do that. So the blood going to be on your hands if you do that. You got to give it to him just the way it is. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching in vain? Are we preaching in vain if Christ be not risen? And he's reasoning with them. If y'all don't believe in the resurrection, then that means Christ is not risen? Is he still in the grave? Huh? Is our preaching in vain? Is the gospel we preaching? Are you not saved? Do you not have eternal life? If Christ is not risen? Because that's a vital part of it. Because we are raised up with him. We are raised up with him. We are that new creature. So are we still damned to hell? Are we still in that fallen state? Huh? in that sinful state, if Christ be not risen, is what we're doing in vain? Is it all for naught? Are we not seated with him in heavenly places? If he is not risen, if he's not sitting at the right hand of the Father, then we're not seated with him. Are we not blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places if he is not risen? And your faith, is it also vain? Are you believing in a fable? What are you believing in? If Christ is not risen. So he's giving them a wake-up call, shaking them. Look, you already heard the gospel. And the gospel ain't going to change for you. So whatever somebody come with, a false teacher, a false prophet come with that foolishness, preaching any other gospel, they are cursed. Preaching any other gospel, because I've already told you and you know. And our preaching is not in vain. Our teaching is not in vain. Our faith is not, because our faith is in Christ Jesus. And what he did was true. And it ain't going to change. So that's a place that we need to check ourselves. And what do we really believe? Even as ministers and preachers and apostles and fivefold ministry, do we believe what we're preaching? Are we preaching the word? Or are we preaching our own doctrine? Are we preaching the word of God? Because if you are, then there should be some signs. Folks should be being saved and delivered and set free. Yeah, there should be some signs. Is the Spirit of God in that place, in that sanctuary? Is the Spirit of God in there? Or is it Ichabod? Is the presence gone? Because if you're preaching the word, there should be some fruit. There should be some fruit. So we have to be mindful of that. And just remember, Christ came. He was born of a virgin. He lived. He died. He was risen. And he's at the right hand of the Father. Ain't nothing going to change that. That's the gospel. And that's what we stand on. That's what we stand on. So if anybody come preaching anything else, you know that's a lie. So until next time, just remember, keep the faith, be encouraged. Don't be discouraged about what's going on around you. It's hard, but just remember, Jesus is still in control. I don't care what's going on. Jesus got us. He's going to keep us. Keep the faith. We love you. We're praying for you. Until next time, God bless you. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust the man on time.